Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a word out of the Bible, try to look up several scriptures about it, try to give us an idea of what God was saying, how he used the word, what it means. Because you got a W. Fine's expository dictionary, you realize every word's just loaded with information and it can be used in different ways. So what was God saying and what did he mean when he said it? So the word today is the word tempt, T-E-M-P-T, to be tempted, to tempt somebody else. The word tempt, fascinating word. Most of the scriptures we're reading from today is from the New Living Translation. If I'm reading something different, I'll let you know. But all this today is from the New Living Translation. People say, why do you do that? Well, I love that translation. I teach out of it. I still study the King James. I just don't speak King James. These are from the New Living Translation. James chapter 1, verse 13, the word tempt, James 1, 13. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. For God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. You never tempt him. Devil will tempt you. Flesh will tempt you. God doesn't use temptation. God uses love, honor, respect. God leads out of his goodness. God's not trying to trick you. God doesn't do that. So God's not tempted. So God's never tempted to do wrong, neither does he tempt anybody else to do wrong. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Matthew 6, 13. Don't let us yield to temptation. Lord, don't let us yield. He's praying. Father, don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. What's going on? Why are you being tempted? The devil's trying to get you to do wrong, trying to get you to sin, trying to get you to do dumb stuff and think dumb stuff. Don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. That's the one that's trying to mess us up. Matthew 18, verse 7. Matthew 18, verse 7. What sorrow awaits the world? Because it tempts people to sin. Temptations are inevitable, but what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? Temptations are inevitable, but sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting. Don't get somebody to sin. Don't trick somebody to messing up. That's not right. It said sorrow awaits the person that does the tempting. Sorrow awaits the person that does the tempting. Matthew 26, verse 41. Matthew 26, 41. Keep watch and pray that you will not give in to temptation. Keep watch and pray so you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Ooh, that was good. Luke 4, verse 1 through 2. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 through 2. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry. He was tempted by the devil for 40 days. 40 days. Trying to show us you can do it. You can do it. Luke chapter 8, verse 13. Luke 8, verse 13. The seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a little while, then they fall away when they face temptation. You ever somebody go to church, got born again, went down front, gave the heart to Jesus, got filled with the Holy Ghost. But all of a sudden, what happened? They didn't stay in the Word. They didn't fellowship with the saints. They didn't stand under the pastor. And then all of a sudden, they fall away. When they face temptation. Temptation comes to everybody. It came to Jesus. It came to the Apostle Paul. It came to all the apostles. Temptation makes a run at everybody because the devil doesn't like anybody. But don't fall into it. Stay away from it. Luke chapter 11, verse 4. Luke 11, 4. Lord, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, and don't let us yield to temptation. This is a legitimate prayer. Jesus teaches me how to pray. Pray what? Lord, don't let us yield to temptation. Don't let my children yield to temptation. Don't let my grandchildren yield to temptation. The legitimate prayer. Luke 17, verse 1. One day Jesus said to his disciples, there will always be temptations to sin. Now, this is Jesus talking. There will always be temptation to sin, but what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? Not the sinning, the tempting. Don't tempt anybody. Tell the truth. Be open. Be honest. Be forthright. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't trick. That there's nothing good in that. That's a bad seed to sow. But whatever you sow, you will reap. So let's don't do that. Don't let us yield to temptation. Luke 17:1, one day Jesus said, there will always be temptation, but what sorrow awaits the person that does it? We don't want to do that. Luke 22:40. Then he told them, pray that you will not give in to temptation. Now, this is what Jesus said. I need you to pray. What do you want me to pray, Lord? That you will not give in to temptation. It's a legitimate prayer. Well, I taught intercessory prayer for 10 years in my local church. I found the most fascinating things I never knew to pray. Because there's so many places in the Bible, they'll tell you, what do you pray for? Well, he'll tell you. Number one, pray that you don't give in to temptation. Father, I'm asking today, help me and my family. We will not give in to temptation. We will not. I'm asking to help us not give in to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. We've quoted that in school. 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. So when you are tempted, he will show you a way out so you can endure. Did you hear that? It's 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's powerful. You got to listen to this. The temptation in your life are no different than what everybody else experiences. Everybody experiences temptation. The rich, the poor, the mighty, the lowly, everybody experiences temptation. But God's faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. God will not allow the devil to tempt you beyond what you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Man, that's a great scripture. Galatians 6:1. Galatians 6:1. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. What's he telling them? Listen, guys, temptation comes to everybody. You need to help people out and make sure you don't fall into the same thing yourself. 1 Timothy 6:9. 1 Timothy 6:9. But people who long to be rich fall into temptations and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. Let's do that real slow. People long to be rich. I want to get rich. I want more money. I need to get more money. I need to get a ton of money. I'm possessed by getting wealthy. People who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish, by many harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. Or you can say this, people who desire to be rich fall into ruin and destruction. People who desire to be rich fall into ruin and destruction. Well, I don't want ruin and destruction. I don't want to be rich. I just want to please God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I want to please God. I like this, James 1:12. James 1:12. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. God blesses those who endure temptation. God blesses those who endure temptation. Afterwards, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised those who love him. Whoa. James 1:13. Remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. For God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else to do wrong. That's not God. That's almost the devil. James 1:14. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. Where is temptation? Well, it comes from our own desire. Well, I want that. I want to have that. I want to do that. Well, you just want to do what God wants you to do. You need to say, Father, not my will, thy will be done. Not my will, thy will be done. What do you want? I want the will of God done. Not something else. I want God's will done. Woo, that's a good lesson. Guys, great day today. Just remember the word tempt. Stay away from it. You got authority over it. God's given it to you. So don't fall into it. All right. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.